Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we're the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Head over to Facebook, give them a like and follow, and while you're there, head over to our page, We Are Marvel Pod, and do the same.
What?
I'm one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your other host who happens to be gorgeous. My name is Justin.
You're going
to
throw that in every episode. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone, including you, Mr. Gorgeous Justin.
You're welcome.
We're glad you guys are here. We're watching another terrible movie.
It's something.
And I think Justin actually agrees this time.
Yeah, I usually try and polish the turd and find the bright spots in the stormy clouds. I even just watched Spirit of Vengeance for the first time a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And I was like, it's not bad. It's all right. It has potential.
Right.
It's corny and dumb because it's a Nicolas Cage movie and whatever, but it was okay.
Right.
Watching this, I was like, huh, I remember this being better. Much, much better.
Yeah,
still bad.
It is.
But better.
Okay. Yeah, it is Nicolas Cage. It's full on Nicolas
Cage. It's like, is this where it started?
Right.
Like, is this where you got whatever disease you have that makes you make one great movie and then a string of crap?
I think so. I don't know his film chronological order, but I feel like it's pretty close if it's not the one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yes. Well, I guess it's time to grab your Icarus. Mm-hmm. Strap in, because we're going to talk about Ghost Rider. Yeah!
That's right.
When motorcycle rider Johnny Blaze sells his soul to the devil to save his father's life, he is transformed into the Ghost Rider, the devil's own bounty hunter, and is sent to hunt down sinners.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like mostly demons and then some poor dickhead who robbed some lady.
Yeah. Robbed Rebel Wilson, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was like, is that her? And then I looked it up and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I was like, no, this movie's way too old. It couldn't be, and it was.
Yeah.
So, wild.
Yeah.
Then the little tagline here was, long ago, he made a deal to save someone he loved.
Himself.
Yeah, right? Probably. It was directed by Mark Steven Johnson and written by Mark Steven Johnson.
Director of Daredevil.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did actually read that.
Yeah.
Ugh. How's that? What happened?
Strike two.
It is based on Ghost Rider by Roy Thomas, Gary Friedrich, and Mike Ploog. Starring Nicolas Cage, Eva Mendes, Wes Bentley, Sam Elliott, Donald Logue, and Peter Fonda.
Donald Logue in another stellar comic book movie.
Yeah.
I remember liking it. Like, he had a show or it was on a show around here, and I was just like, oh, it's that guy again. Cool.
What show?
I don't remember. I don't remember. He was like the wacky friend or something to somebody.
Wait, another thing I read, I don't think I included. He was almost going to be Foggy Nelson in that Daredevil movie.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got Favreau, obviously. Yeah. But I could see him as a Foggy.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you heard of Eva Mendes doing anything?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, she was everywhere when this movie came out. And now it's just like, I don't think she does things anymore.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know what she would be
doing. I don't even remember other things that she was in, but she was like the it girl.
The only thing I remember is with the one with Will Smith, and he gets people together.
Oh, Hitch?
Yeah, Hitch, yeah. She was in
that. It was a fun, stupid movie.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no complaints. I mean, it's not like, oh, you gotta watch this movie.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Before he went crazy.
Yeah. It had a budget of $65 million, but then when Nicolas Cage came on and other things, it turned into $110 million.
Yeah.
And it had a box office of $228.7 million. So at least made its money. Doubled its money.
Did well enough for a sequel.
Monetarily wise, yes.
Critically.
So, Justin, let me get your overall thoughts on this movie. I know you touched on it a little bit, but...
I'm surprised this got a sequel and Daredevil didn't. Like, there was talk of a Daredevil sequel for a long time, and I would assume it's because Elektra fizzled and pooped, but, like, this is considerably worse than Daredevil. And maybe it's some bias on my part, but at least with Daredevil, watch the director's cut, it's better. You have Michael Clarke Duncan as, like, the perfect kingpin.
Right.
Ben Affleck did a pretty solid job. You got Johnny Favs, who's great. I mean, it's dark and moody and has Johnny some really Favs. Cool moments. Watching this, like, I saw moments. Like, right. There are things, and if you, again, you have to put into context, it's 2007. Mm-hmm. We're still a year away from Iron Man blowing us away.
I feel like that's, we're only a year away. You know? Like, yeah, things should be getting better.
You would, but you also, I mean, think about comic book movies of this time.
Yeah.
I mean, our next one is not so great. The one after that is not so great.
Mm-hmm.
DC, at this point, I don't think, Catwoman was 2004, 2007, we were still a year away from The Dark Knight.
Okay.
I mean, we had just had Superman Returns in 2006. Like, it's like, yeah, here's a good one. Here's some crap. Here's a decent one, I guess. You know, 20 years later, you can watch it and it's fine. And this is like, I watched it and I was just like, this, it's worse than I remember.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping I'd watch it and be like, it's bad, but I can have fun with it.
Right.
But there was so much stuff in it where it's just like, why would you say those words out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you act that way just as a person?
Yeah.
And, like, there are moments. There's some cool scenes. I think the first transformation is really solid and creepy, which is great.
Okay.
There's some cool, like, when he's driving on the bridge and shit and up the building, saying, it looks fine for 2007.
Right. It's
pretty good. And I'm glad that they went the darker skull in the sequel. It looks so much better than that stark, very CG, fake white.
Yeah.
But it's just corny and dumb. And everything about it is just like, why are you doing this? And it reminded me of, like, I was so stoked to see Blackheart.
Okay.
Just as a character, like, visually, he's a really cool looking, creepy character.
Okay.
They did nothing with that.
No.
Peter Fonda's great. I totally get why you'd have him in a motorcycle superhero movie.
Right.
Easy Rider.
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Great fits. Get. Again, like we were saying, this is before I feel like Nicolas Cage became Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, cool. And he's a superhero fan. I remember.
Yes.
You probably have it. You might have it in fun facts, but like they had to digitally remove it. Superhero tattoo that he has.
And that was, I think, fun fact number one. Thank you.
Well, we'll say what it is.
In the thing.
But I mean, he's a fan. I mean, he's notoriously had a Action Comics number one.
Right.
First appearance of Superman. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, yes, please, I'll take one. And it's just meh. Like, I would watch Spirit of Vengeance again before I'd watch this.
Wow. Okay.
Because Spirit of Vengeance, I was just like, you know, I see the potential.
Right.
It's like a lot of movies I was watching around that time. It's like, it's not great. Hellboy. But the newer Hellboy with David Harbour.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched that.
It's fine. Okay. Like, it has potential. I just don't like his version of Hellboy.
Right.
I mean, and it's hard to surpass Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
He made that character who he is in our minds, but
exactly.
It's just rough. It's just fine. And it's just like, I don't know. Thinking back on it, it's like, yeah, there's some parts, I guess, but it's so forced. The love story, in air quotes, is so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I still love him. Do you, though? Because why?
Yeah.
And watching his interview when he first meets her again.
Yeah.
I was just like, what in the hell?
Yeah. Like,
you're a person, right? You like, you've talked to people. It'd be one thing if it was just like, wow, I'm so struck by, and they kind of play it like, oh, I'm so struck by the fact that I'm seeing you again.
Right.
But also, Not because, yeah, you know, the whole thing with the monkeys on the TV and the jelly beans, which is a weird take. Like, okay, he's just this odd man-child who does really stupid things.
Yes. I'm so glad that you're on the same page as me on this one. This is, yes.
I'm glad they did away with all of that nonsense for Spirit of Vengeance. Like, Spirit of Vengeance, he's like this solitary, lone, you know, cursed hero.
Right.
Kind of trying to find a cure, which goes against the ending of this movie.
Right.
And, you know, dealing with this curse that he has and trying to do something good with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's Hulk, like, in his way.
Right.
In this, it's just like, yeah, I've just been kind of a schmuck for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Because he was never called upon before this movie.
Right.
And now I'm having to deal with this thing by while being stupid. And believe it or not, it's not going well.
Yeah. There were so many things where it was like, why would you wouldn't do that as a normal person.
Yeah.
Like the slowly standing and then the slow point thing, and it's like,
yeah,
and he does it multiple times like it's his thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you wouldn't do that. And yeah, the jelly bean thing in a martini glass. No.
Yeah.
And the weird laughing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is very bad acting. Why did you not shoot this again?
It's like he's trying to be a dopier version than his character in Con Air. And yeah, it's like, we recently watched Con Air, and I mean, it's not great. It's a stupid movie, but at least it's fun.
Yes.
And yeah, a lot of that's fueled by our nostalgia for that movie, but like, this is getting pretty fucking old too. And my nostalgia was nowhere to be found watching this movie. Like, Daredevil I can watch any day and be okay, like, this is cool. It's just fun. Yeah, it's stupid, but I'll rock to some Evanescence. Like, sure.
Right.
This is just like, this is such a stupid wet fart of a movie. Because it was so exciting.
Like, oh, I'm so excited for this.
It's Ghost Rider,
so fun to hear, which you is talk awesome. About this.
He's a cool character. Right. You know, back then it was just anybody new was exciting.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I remember when they announced Iron Man, and I was just like, why would you do that? And I feel like it's this movie that made this and Spider-Man 3, Rise of the Silver Surfer. At that point, I was just like, why? Just stop while you're behind. Just, it's over, okay?
Yeah.
We had a good run.
It was
a solid 10 years. Let's settle down.
You've hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I remember watching the trailer for Iron Man being like, it looks stupid.
Really?
Yeah, it looks phony and fake and
You were in an angry place.
Yeah, I think so. It didn't look all that appealing to me, and then I watched it, obviously, and it blew my mind, and it's...
And you went back 14 times or something?
Like 8. It's the most I've ever seen a movie in theater.
Wow. Back to when you had day. Money to spend, right?
Yeah, that too. Which is another reason why.
Yeah,
now it's like, do I want to see this movie again a second time, or do I want to have dinner tonight?
Yeah, the answer is yes, but I don't want to spend the money on it, and I can't just sneak in.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know how to say it any better. Yeah, it was super cheesy. I did end up falling asleep at some point, and my wife, who was also falling asleep, woke me up and was like, you should probably sit up. I'm like, yeah. Yep, I did.
Something important's happening.
She's learning a valuable
lesson about what it takes to be on fire.
But I doubt I missed anything important, because there was nothing important in this. Yeah, just so many cheesy parts, and I'm just thinking, like, God, this is so Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason I think I don't hate it more. It's because, yeah, it's Nicolas Cage. That's how he is. That's who he is. It's how he is in all these other movies. Yeah.
If nothing else, he's charismatic and entertaining. Like,
sure,
you can watch him in something, even if it's bad, and be like, it's Nicolas Cage. He's practically a caricature at this point.
Yes. And I think I might have had a little bit of the nostalgia of, man, I remember this being so cool. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Sure.
It can be, because I think they did a great job with Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love that transformation. That looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one, yes, the CGI, it's new. It's
For the time, it was fine. It was amazing.
Yeah. But it just, you compare things all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're comparing it to something better, this is worse. It was not a good movie. I don't hate it as much as Howard the Duck. It sounds like you might, and I love it. I'm so excited for this.
There's a world in which I might watch this again in another 10 years.
Okay.
going, I haven't watched that in a while. Like, I mean, going into this, I wasn't bitter.
Right.
I was almost excited. I mean, I had some toys fall and I was kind of pissed at the moment. But, you know, it just watching it, I was just like, huh. I wanted to find that thing that was like, yeah, but they did this. And yeah, right. But there was this. But I kept, it like regurgitated all the problems I had with it back in 2007. Blackheart's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
His cronies are just faces.
Yeah.
Peter Fonda as Mephisto is pointless.
Yeah.
He does nothing.
No. He walks around.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah. Like at the end where it's like, you're going to regret this. Rah! I'm just like, are you though?
Yeah. Right.
Because you could have done something right there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't though. Take away his power. There's a thing you could do. Oh, you're going to use it against me. Well, how about if you don't have it?
Yeah.
That'd be something.
Yeah. Like, no, well, no, I have a contract. You can't take it. You think he cares?
Yeah, could you, though? I bet you could, though. Like, who's mining this contract? You're the devil, essentially. Yeah. Like, who's going, like, you breached this contract. Right. Prison time for you, devil. Yeah.
I'm taking you to court, mister. Ah, boy.
It'll be like that episode of Treehouse of Horror where Homer's on trial for getting, you know, trying to save his soul from Ned Flanders the devil.
I don't know that one, but I love it. One. That's good. All right, let's jump into this so we can get over it.
Okay.
So I can put in here, this is kind of the backstory. The demon, I'm just going to go with Mephisto. Like, they call him
Mephistopheles.
Yes, thank you. I was going to butcher that.
And that is a real thing. Like, that's a real
character. Yeah, I'm just going to go with Mephisto.
Yeah, I will.
So the demon Mephisto sends his bounty hunter of the damned, the Ghost Rider, to retrieve the contract of San Venganza. I think that's how you say that, right?
I think so, sure.
San Venganza for control of 1,000 corrupt souls. Seeing that the agreement would give Mephisto the power to bring hell on Earth, the Rider refuses and escapes with it.
What?
That's kind of, okay, this is a backstory, kind of.
Which also doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But it's fine.
No, a lot of this doesn't.
And the way, like, when the big twist happens at the end, I was just like, why didn't Sam Elliott think of this?
Yep.
You seem considerably smarter. Yeah, you've had a lot of time to think about it, but, like, we all have that Bennett stare. Okay. Why didn't you do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have done that.
Oh, but. God. All right, so let me fast forward to 1986, and Mephisto reaches out to the 17-year-old Johnny Blaze, offering to cure his father's cancer in exchange for Johnny's soul.
What twist.
And I put on here that I'd be so uncomfortable if this, any person, shows up while I'm working in the dark, and he's just, like, nonchalant, like, I'm here for the fair. It's closed, dude. What are you talking about? Why are you?
It's very dark.
Yeah, there's, why are you, no, so one okay here with this? I'd be so confused and be like, dude, get out. We're closed. He's just like walking around. Stuff. Oh, hi. Look at all my stuff here. Yeah, it's just me all alone.
Yeah.
Sure, he's 17 and dumb. He's also, dumb. I don't know, 100 and dumb, but still. I was like, weird thing to start off with. Here we are already. Johnny kind of gets, I feel like, tricked into it because he pricks his finger and the blood goes in signature. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But whatever. It worked. The cancer is cured. Mm-hmm. Awesome. But, of course, it's still Mephisto, and he's still a dickhead. So his father still dies later that day from burns, it looks like. Even though it looked like he went through the fire already, but then he came back. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean,
it was slow-mo and weird.
It's fire. It's, yeah. You never,
you
know,
can't control it.
You can't. Except for Nicolas Cage in this movie, which was so dumb. Like, I had to remind myself, like, oh, this is the first time he's ever done this.
Right.
It's not like he's been tortured by the Ghost Rider for years, but the fact that he reads in a book, you just have to, like, control it, and then he just puts his arm out and says, I control the fire, and then he does. Like, I feel like you could have done this at any point. Like, there was no ritual, no pendant you had to get.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do some soul-searching anything. It was just stick your hand up and go, I control the fire. Okay? Fire don't control me. I control this. What?
Yeah. I am so dumb. So Johnny accuses Mephisto of causing his father's death, probably did. But Mephisto considers his side of the contract fulfilled, and he promises to see Johnny again. And so Johnny, of course, I don't know why he thinks he has to do this, but he just leaves Roxanne. they were supposed to run away together. I guess he has an idea that he's cursed, but still.
I mean, aside from the fact that, I mean, they're motorcycle daredevils. You could die. Like, that's part of the job.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm death-defying and could die from the thing that I am defying right now. So it's kind of part of the job. He then very easily clears several dozen helicopters.
Right.
While not be able to do the other thing. They pulled the Green Lantern where he just freaks out over memories of his dad.
Oh, right.
For no reason.
Yeah.
And then it never happens again. And it's just like...
Yeah. They already used that trope. They won't do it again.
Right. Well, the Green Lantern was after this. But still, it's just like, why... I don't know.
Right.
This movie bugs me.
Yeah. So I got a dick move on both their parts. Like, right. The dick move to just leave her. Especially in the rain like that. Like,
yeah. Rain puts out fire. And he just wasn't feeling the time. Yeah, there's literally no reason except to have 2 seconds of conflict when they meet up again and no one in his life to be like, hey, stop being a douchebag eating jelly beans out of a martini glass. Like, they could have very easily been, like, together.
Yeah.
There was no reason. It should have been, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, he doesn't know that he's going to become Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
If he had a thing where he, like, randomly transformed into Ghost Rider and made the fire worse.
Right.
And that's because he controls the fire.
Yeah.
But he didn't control it back then. God, that would have made so much more sense. If he had his powers and transformed and he did something because he couldn't control it.
Yeah.
And the fire got out of control and killed his dad.
Way better.
Then it's like, I don't know what this is. I don't want to hurt you.
Right.
Like, I can't Human Torch all over you and kill you.
Even if it wasn't actually his fault, but he thought it was his fault that he killed his dad.
Yeah.
That'd be great, too. Because then we as the audience know, well, it wasn't his fault, but he thinks it was.
Right. And that's the thing. And, because, I mean, honestly, Mephisto's right. He cured the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Which is what he said he would do.
Yeah.
I will cure your father.
Yeah. And there's literally nothing to suggest that he actually had anything. I think he might have been standing there. With his cane.
I think so.
Looking maniacal.
Yeah.
Being like, huh, you don't have any ties anymore, and I'm going to come back for you 20 years later where your dad probably would have died already of natural causes
or a similar job.
Accident.
Yeah.
Or just, like, life happening. Yeah. He might have got sick again.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, that. Why wasn't he being Ghost Rider for the 16 years up to this point?
I don't know.
That would have made this movie make more sense.
Yes.
Of like, oh, you've been this tortured Ghost Rider transforming, you know, without your will or consent for the last decade and change.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've isolated yourself.
Yeah.
And you do traveling carny shows doing your Ghost Rider, you know, your tricks and shit.
Yeah.
To stay afloat, and you're just this roving, you know, fireman.
Yeah.
Nope. He's incredibly successful.
Yeah.
Makes it a hell of a living to have a great shop, dozens of bikes, a motorcade that puts most rockers to shame.
Yeah, he's got his own game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why someone that just jumps over stuff would be that famous. I mean, I guess Evel was. But did he have a game? I don't think he was as successful as they show Johnny Blaze to be.
No, but no one is. I mean... And that's in 2007?
Yeah.
No. I mean, even I used to kind of follow motocross, and even those guys, like, yeah, they made great money.
Right.
And they had some games, but it was like one of those, like a Tony Hawk kind of game. Like, it's about supercross, and you can play as these, you know, name guys.
Right, fair.
But it's not like their game.
That's fair.
Like, I could see him being in that.
Yeah.
Unless they were trying to make him the Tony Hawk of douchebag motorcycle jumps.
Yeah, I don't know. And at least Tony Hawk, he does multiple tricks.
Uh-huh.
This is just, I jumped over that.
Again, it worked for Evel Knievel for a very long time. He had toys. He probably would have had a video game if there were video games back then.
Yeah, but I mean, they also just sit around and watch a train drive past, so, you know, they're old and dumb.
So are you.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Blackheart, we find out is Mephisto's son, comes to Earth and seeks aid from the Hidden. Now, the Hidden is three hidden. Fallen angels. Huh?
They should have stayed hidden.
Yes. So the Hidden is three fallen angels bonded with the elements of air, earth, and water, of course. And he came to find the lost contract of San Viganza. And I ask here, why didn't his dad, you know, Mephisto, just do this? He wanted it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
This seems, it ends up seeming very easy to find.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long. But I don't know why he didn't just do that.
Doesn't himself. Sam Elliott just have it?
Yeah.
Like in a box or something?
In the shovel. It's in the shovel handle.
It's always in the last place you look.
Which that I feel is kind of clever. It's, you wouldn't think it's in the shovel handle. He always has it. It's normal for him to have it.
Yeah, and he can still. Ghost Rider at any moment one last time.
One last time.
God, that was dumb.
And I don't know why it's just one last time, but it is.
Which they never... And then why? We'll get to it. But like, why did you need to do this? You could only do it one more time. Here's a wacky thought. Hop on the bike. It might be it would burn him, but probably not.
Probably not.
And then do it one last time in a way that would be helpful.
Yes. Absolutely.
God, stupid. I remember, I that was another one. I was like, God, that's really, I mean, it's Sam Elliott. He's fucking awesome. And I remember seeing that scene. I was like, yeah, that looks really cool. Yeah. And the fire horse and all that shit. And then they get to the thing. And he's like, well, that's it for me. I was like, why are you here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't need your help to get here. Oh. I knew where I was going. Aside from a travel companion, there was no point in you being here.
No, because he gives him a shotgun, but you could have also gave him that before he left.
Yeah.
So, again, didn't need to be there.
No. And,
advice he gave him, stay in the shadows, could have told him that before.
Yeah.
Everything was, you didn't need to be here. Unless you're going to be helpful here.
Yeah. Like, turn here so that you can, God, that would have been so much.
And is there a time limit? Like, okay, you turned once. Just stay like that until we're done.
Yeah.
And then, all right, I'll change back. This was my final time. I'm off to ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I helped you.
Yeah. Or, like, he stays that way and says, you know, if I change back, I won't be able to change again. I'll hold on to it as long as I can.
Right.
Yeah. And so they both fight Blackheart for a while. Or he takes out a couple more of his henchmen, because I think there were a couple left at that point. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, he takes out one. Maybe the second one gets the upper hand.
The sun's rising. Oh, that's it for me. I did as much as I could, Johnny.
Yeah, it's your rodeo.
You can also stay in the shadows, because that worked.
Yeah, and then as he's dying or transforming back, he goes, stay in the shadows.
Take my gun. Oh, God, there's so much more
you can do. And then he could have died. And then you could have had, like, oh, it's a tragic end. This random hobo in the graveyard. But it's Sam Elliott, so he's cool. God, this movie's stupid.
It is. We just made it so much better.
I know, twice.
Off the top of our head.
Yeah. Just by telling a story. Interesting.
All right, so now we're in the present, and Johnny's become a famous motorcycle stuntman, just like Paul.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if Paul was this famous, but anyway, so he never does interviews, except for Roxanne, who walks out of this very loud hallway and is like, not even for a friend. No, Roxanne. Not even for a friend, because he doesn't really do an interview.
No. He just mumbles incoherently. Yeah. How you doing? I heard you got married. No, that's too bad. Is it hard to be a stunt motorcycle guy? Yeah. What's hard about it? Yeah.
So dumb.
Cool.
Yeah. And then she sees this idiot who she probably has hated for years. Well, she says she got over it.
Yeah.
Probably not really. And then, still agrees to go on a date.
And what? Later says, I still love him. Why?
Yeah, why?
What happened? Like, if anything, he's much worse.
Yeah.
Like, even as a kid, at least, it's like, oh, you're dumb kids. And, you know, okay, fine. Yeah. He's kind of a hillbilly carny, but okay, cool.
Right. You know, he loves me, though.
Yeah. Does he? Well, I mean, she is pretty.
She is.
But, yeah, I mean, and it's the classic, we're going to make a date. Don't be late. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I bet some occurrence is going to happen where he doesn't show up or is late.
It looked like he was late already before the occurrence happened.
Probably.
It's like, what are you doing? And I think he was trying to psych himself up. Oh, God. So dumb.
He's got to get Nicolas Cage. He's got to hear Lowrider and go, okay, let's go.
That was a good movie, and he wasn't that weird in it.
No, he was normal Nicolas Cage weird.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie was kind of pointless, but
yeah,
she was just the hot chick at that point. But yeah, we watched that recently too, and I was like, that's fun.
Nice.
I feel like it was like AMC or something had like a Nicolas Cage-a-thon, so we watched that, and Con Air and some other things.
Yeah.
It's stuff.
Two-Face?
Face-Off, you mean?
Yes. Two-Face.
Two-Face.
Well, there are two faces, but that's not at all the movie. Yes.
No.
Face-Off.
Great as Family Man. That might be his best movie.
That is a really good movie.
It's so good. A lot of that might be Don Cheadle, but yeah, he's fantastic. All right.
Yes. Focus on this movie. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everyone. So I got here, Bad Timing, Q, of course. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's set up perfectly for this.
Yeah.
Mephisto makes Johnny the new Ghost Rider.
What?
And offers to return his soul if he defeats Blackheart.
Deal. Like,
really? This one thing is all you need out of me?
Yeah, couldn't we have done this like a decade or so ago and I could have just like had a life?
Yeah. So, of course, Dranny. Johnny transforms into the Ghost Rider, his flesh burning off his skeleton, and he ends up killing the Earth Angel Gressel.
Sure.
And I got here, this is classic Nicolas Cage overacting.
Yeah, the maniacal laughing.
Yeah, laughing the crazy. Ugh. He's something else.
Yeah. It was cool looking. I mean, even watching it, it was like, okay, for 2007, I'll buy one. Like, all right, I get you. Yeah. I see you.
It's something. It's not the worst thing, but and it's new for the time for sure.
Yeah.
So then he uses the penance stare, which is his power that causes mortals to feel all the pain they have caused others, searing their soul on some street thug. And this
is a thing from the books. The penance stare is his thing.
Right. And this is where the Fat Amy cameo that we talked about, Rebel Wilson, which is still weird to me. So then we got here. So the next day he meets a man called the Caretaker.
What?
Who knows about the Ghost Rider's history.
Is the Whistler.
How though? I don't know. They don't.
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, we do?
Eventually. You might have been asleep for that part.
No, I do. So he assures Johnny that what happened was real and it'll happen again, especially at night when he's near an evil soul.
I feel like being a essentially carny for the last decade and change, he would have ran across many evil people.
Right. Yeah, it's like, is this a flip that you switch, Mephisto, and now this will start happening?
I would say yes.
It has to be.
Because otherwise, it makes less sense.
Yeah.
Which is a feat unto itself. But,
yeah.
God, this could have been so much better.
Yeah.
Like,
if he didn't go out at night, because this happens, and
if he tried to stay good and, you know, and around unsavory places, that he wouldn't run into horrible characters, and then some dickhead just happens to go into some restaurant he's in or whatever,
right? And he slowly like sees it transforming his hand or something, and he has to go, and
or
that ruins the dinner date. Oh, that'd be so much better.
The commentary on the fact that evil is everywhere, Jeremy. It's not just in these dive bars. It can be at the fanciest Olive Garden in your town.
When you're here,
that's probably
your family.
That's probably where evil starts, honestly.
Yes. Probably at least for your servers, stomach. The cooks in the back of your stomach. You're probably not wrong. If you don't microwave that stuff to the right temperature.
It's just a more gooey paste.
So now home, Johnny tries to control his firepower. And, of course, Roxanne comes to visit before leaving town. She has had enough with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Came all the way into town for this.
Yeah.
One stunt. And so Johnny, of course, he finally reveals, well, hey, look, I'm the devil's bounty hunter, okay?
Called it.
And, she doesn't believe him, which is not surprising. It kind of looks like she might. Yeah. But then she's like, no, because she knows how to act. Weird. Oh.
Well. Yeah.
So we have to put even more obstacles in Johnny's way. He gets arrested for Blackheart's murders. He probably just jumped his bike right over.
Which doesn't make sense. I don't remember the reason for why.
I think his phone was there. It's like, that's it?
Yeah. Say, someone stole my phone.
Yeah. There was something. Yeah. I want to say it was his phone. I don't know. Was phone's the thing right
there? Yeah, I must not have been paying attention.
They found something.
And I hope so.
It apparently connected to Johnny. It's like, that's it?
Yeah.
You say I killed someone because you found something of mine there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably proves I was there. I don't know if it proves that I killed anyone. Jeez Louise.
Well,
great.
You know.
Great.
We have to have a reason for him to be in a jail cell for a while. Right. So that we can have this scene where he kills a bunch of people in a jail cell.
Yeah, I think this is where I fell asleep because I don't really remember that.
Yeah, they.
But it makes sense.
It's they arrest him evil. And, oh, we're going to put you into lockup with all these other thugs.
Yeah, and there's a kid at the end who's like, oh, he's fine, right?
Yeah, because, okay. Like, he's, you know, I mean, he probably, like, stole some candy or something and did some stupid thing that has him in a cell with a bunch of, you know, hardened criminals, because that's the thing that you do,
of course,
in movies. And I've never been arrested. Maybe that is how it works. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would hope not. I mean, based on the shows that I have watched of actual incarcerations, they seem like they're in their own little space,
right,
when they're arrested, but whatever. So yeah, he puts him in the lockup with all these other, you know, greaser bike guys that obviously have killed in the past. Right. He's go, I don't want to be in here. This is going to suck. Get me out of here. This ain't going to go well for you. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And then he erupts in fire, turns into the Ghost Rider, probably says stay in school or something stupid to the kid.
Yeah.
And melts the bars and walks out, and the kid's just standing there like, huh, that was weird.
That was weird. Fuck, these drugs are kicking in.
Strange day.
Oh, man.
Very strange day.
Yeah. So while he's doing that, escaping and melting bars, he ends up killing the air angel, Abigor. So I think that's two now, right? He killed Earth, and now he's killed air.
Mm-hmm.
Water's still around.
Uh-oh. We better not step in another puddle.
He will. Don't worry. So he returns to the caretaker, who tells him of his predecessor, Carter Slade.
Which is me. Is there a reason he didn't say it was me?
No.
Until like 10 minutes
later. If you
later
didn't know he was also a ghostwriter, yeah, keep it a secret. But you know he's a ghostwriter.
And there's no reason to not know.
Right.
And if anything, that would make it better. Like, why am I listening to you, crazy old man with more information than you should have if you're not a ghostwriter?
Right.
Like, this isn't in books. I read some creepy books. I looked at my hand and went, I control the fire, and now I control the fire. Like, I know books.
He knows books. That's true. You're right.
Ugh.
Oh, man. So yeah, he doesn't want Carter Slade. He was the Texas Ranger who hid the contract of San Vaganza. Hey, awesome. Thanks, caretaker.
Yeah.
As Justin calls him, hobo.
Hobo gravedigger.
Yeah. So now we're back home again, and Johnny discovers that Blackheart has killed his friend Mac, who was also pointless.
The trees?
Right?
It's got to be. I mean, it's that red shirt thing where it's like, oh, we have to have someone that he truly cares about to die.
Right.
Also, kill her.
Well, that's. I mean.
I mean, no, but do that, though. Like, now.
Okay.
Like, that's... I mean, yeah, it's the villain trope of I've got your girlfriend and I could kill her at any second, but I'm going to wait until you have a chance to save her.
Right.
Oh, you saved her. But, like, I bet if you killed her, he'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, but would he then do what you wanted, though? I would say no. I think, unfortunately, this was the right call here.
I guess.
But after you get it, yeah, then kill her.
Like,
yeah. Because then you just, now he's pissed off and he has nothing else to, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, but then he'd be mad and trying to avenge the girl. Okay, fine. Yeah. But it's still a dumb trope. It's overused.
It is. And I got here, classic villain move of, yeah, hey, she's now my hostage until you do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Green and goblin. And also, well, okay. I'm going back to, why didn't Mephisto just do this?
Yeah.
You wanted the contract?
I wish they would have said something in the vein of he couldn't because of the limitations of whatever, or that God or something would prevent him from it or something.
Yeah, or you can only make the request once, and Harry did, and he didn't get it from Carter Slade.
Yeah.
Can't do it again.
Anything that would describe why Peter Fonda does nothing in this movie but look imposing in a trench coat.
And a cane.
You know, you have to have a cane. I have a cane.
Oh, man. So, of course, Johnny, he tries to use the pen and stare on Blackheart.
He ain't got no soul.
He ain't got no soul.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Oh, man.
Which is clever. You know.
Yeah, yeah, it works. Because, yeah, you would try it, and yes, it shouldn't work because he doesn't have a soul. Yeah.
The other thing is, Mephisto sent Johnny to take out his son and stop these people with no real telling them how.
Yeah, yeah, nothing.
Or why.
Yeah, hey, you're now the ghostwriter, and you got to kill this person.
Yeah. How?
How?
How do you, like, I've never done this.
Nope,
maybe if you'd given me this power 16 years ago, I would have some training to know how to use these powers.
Right.
But now I've never used them. I don't know what a penance stare is. Yeah. I just looked at some street thug who stole a person. I think killed him, but then he blinked. So maybe he's just...
Brain dead? The same thing, really?
Might as well be.
Yeah, I don't know on that one.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a young street thug, so there's not a lot of souls for...
Maybe. Because he kills the other ones. Which, why do they have souls? They're elements or something.
Yeah.
Why did that work?
They're fallen angels. I guess the angels had a soul. I didn't think they did, but it's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, at least there's something.
And it doesn't make sense either. Yeah. All right. So Johnny returns to the hobo, demanding the contract to save Roxanne. Which, why would he ask him? He doesn't know he has it at this point.
Or does he?
He does, obviously.
No, he doesn't.
So the hobo reveals that it's hidden inside a spade.
What?
Telling Johnny that he is more powerful than his predecessors because he sold his soul for love rather than greed.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I also put in here that it's a little too easy for him to work, even if Johnny is this, you know, chosen one. Mm-hmm. You did it for love and not for greed, but...
Which is a nice trope. Hearing that, I was like, okay, at least that's something.
It is something
a little daywalkery, but it's all fine.
Yeah,
right. A little right hand of God from Hellboy, but we're all just fine.
That's why the movie's about him and not Slade Wilson, the hobo.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not Slade Wilson.
Yeah, that's
Carter Slade. Carter Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
So the caretaker, a hobo, then transforms with Blaze, revealing that the caretaker was actually Carter Slade Wilson.
What twist?
Just Carter Slade, sorry.
I had no idea.
I know. What are the odds?
Well, and there's also, again, no... I don't know. It's so dumb. Because there's no... There's no reason to keep it hidden.
Mm-mm.
There's no reason that he shouldn't have just said, I was a ghostwriter, but I'm not anymore. He also... needs to explain why he's still alive, given that wasn't he a ghostwriter in like the 1800s?
It seemed like it, yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah,
And then we have the Ride of Destiny, which doesn't help anybody at all. I mean, again, it's like if he knows the way, and he's the only one that knows the way, fine. I mean, he probably could have just followed him in like a car.
Right.
But... okay.
Or ride the horse and don't change.
Ride the motorcycle and don't change.
Yeah. So many other options.
I mean, he does go faster. We did have that side gag with the cop with the scanner gun where he's going over 200 miles an hour. Right.
And it blows up a sign, yeah.
Yeah, for reasons. Because signs are so explodable.
Yeah. So one thing I will say is one reason he wouldn't have maybe shared that info or transformed before this, and I know you can only do it one more time, but maybe giving that info away, he could get found by Mephisto. But again, that's never mentioned.
No.
I'm just making that up now because we're like, why was this such a secret?
Well, and that would make another good plot point of this movie. Like, if I change, he'll find me.
Right.
Then he'll find the contract. Which would explain why Mephisto just shows up at the end.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, that would also explain the Ride of Destiny, where it's like, okay, we have to go fast.
Right.
And get there. We can't just ride my horse, because the horse would die before it got there, because it's a long ways away.
Right.
Or something. And, you know, the motorcycle, even top normal motorcycle speed, is still not fast enough. So we need to be riders to get there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And you don't know where this place is.
Right.
Even though it seems like it's a place that would just be like on a map.
Yeah.
It's not like Atlantis or something. Like you could just go Google Earth probably didn't exist back then.
MapQuest did.
So you could just like...
yeah, you remember that? Print those instructions, directions?
You could just use your TomTom, and, which I had one of those.
Yes.
I loved that thing.
Oh, I remember TomTom.
Yeah. I don't think I still have it, but I think I have the box still. And
of course.
Yeah, I mean, you just go there.
Though. Yeah.
And that's...
I know. We're making this better.
And worse. And it's,
yeah. Same time. I think worse because it could be better.
Yeah. Most movies like this, I'm just like, God, if they just had an extra half hour. But this, with this, it's just like, no, if you actually told a story.
Yes.
Instead of a bunch of action sequences and Nicolas Cage jokes, this could have been something. But right. It's not because it's every conceivable way of actually making this a story. You went, I'd rather not.
Right. It's
annoying. This is the same guy that did Daredevil. It blows my mind. I know Daredevil wasn't great.
Doesn't blow my mind.
Like, let's go full on therapy here. Like, I accept that that movie is not quote unquote good.
Okay.
But at least it's watchable. Like, you can enjoy it on a level.
Okay.
And again, watch the director's cut. There is an actual story there.
Right.
This, it doesn't even make sense.
No. There's so many questions. And
yeah, I mean, we analyzed Daredevil just like this, and yeah, I cheerleaded that movie, but you didn't... I mean, you have a tendency... I mean, we're film fans. This is what we do. To be able to pick apart things... I don't remember the movie you did that on, where you had me thinking about it more, and I just went, yeah, that does suck. Maybe it was Daredevil, but I don't think it was. It was...
I do remember. There was something where maybe it was Hulk. You left a lot sadder than before, and I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I think it was Daredevil.
I don't remember. But I mean, again, there's early 2000s bad comic book movies where it's just like they didn't actually read the comics. They went, oh, that's cool looking. Let's make that into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is.
Right.
It's Ghost Rider is popular in underground comic bookdom. They're, you know, goth kids that would love to see this movie, you know, on the big screen or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, fine, I get it. But it's just like, make an actual movie.
Yeah.
And that still boggles my mind with the Distinguished Competition when they turn out a thing of crap. It's just like, just make a good movie.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for, you specifically as a studio, 100 years. You've been telling us all year about it.
Right.
Like, just make a good movie.
Yeah. It's
Fox.
Yeah. You're right.
Like,
yeah. I just focus more on the movie part of this.
Yeah.
And include the comic book part.
Yeah. I mean, that's, again, what made Marvel successful back when they were still doing that and just, for whatever reason, decided to stop recently. Like, just make a good movie with a good story. It's why Winter Soldier is so fantastic.
Right.
It's a great spy thriller that happens to be a comic book movie.
Right. I get it, man. I get it.
Hurts my brain.
So as we've talked about, Slade leads Johnny to San Vigenza and gives him a lever-action shotgun before bidding farewell and apparently having finally shaken off the curse, fades into dust as he rides away. And I got here that Slade was really cool. Like
it's Sam Elliott.
Exactly. It's Sam Elliott. I wish he stuck around more than Johnny plays.
Yeah.
But
again, it could have been so cool to have him fighting alongside him.
So cool.
Like, just from a visual standpoint, having this Western Ghost Rider and this modern-day Ghost Rider fighting demons together until Sam Elliott just runs out of steam and can't anymore. Like, he literally, like you said, just rides off into the sunset and disappears. Like, maybe he could only hold it for so long. We'll have him hold it for part of the fight.
Yeah, it would have looked so cool.
Or long enough to give Johnny time to get the upper hand. Or hold, even just, he holds back as long as he could, and then Johnny gets overrun.
Right.
Like Hodor. Like, he's holding the door until he can't no more, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Like.
God, it sounds so much better.
Fucking kidding me.
So here's our third angel of fallen angels here getting killed. The water angel, Wallow. Wallow.
Water Wallow. Water.
So after he kills him, Johnny gives Blackheart the contract, which he transforms into Ghost Rider to subdue Blackheart. But he's not staying in the shadows. And the sun's coming up.
Uh-oh, he should have listened to that advice he could have got when he... Oh, see, that even that would have made more sense. If he gave him the advice before the ride and he, like, forgot. But it literally happened, like, 2 seconds
ago. Yeah, 2 seconds ago. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Minutes. Oh, he disappeared.
Sorry. What did he say? I couldn't focus.
I was thinking about jelly beans. Again.
Stupid. So now using the contract to absorb the 1,000 souls, Blackheart attempts to finish Johnny off, but is distracted when Roxanne uses Johnny's discarded shotgun to separate them. All right, good job, Roxanne. Thanks for the help. So then Johnny shoots Blackheart with the gun, holding it in the shadows, and it transforms and all that. It looks cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, now it's in shadows, and it's enhanced with Johnny's powers, and so it's a fire shotgun?
It's a Ghost Rider shotgun.
Yeah.
Which has demon-killing powers.
All right. So now Johnny's keeping his body in the shadows. He transforms again, and he uses that penance stare, Justin.
Oh,
but it's not going to wait. Yes, it will work, because he just absorbed all them souls.
Nerds. Wouldn't so Blackheart know that?
You would think so.
Because he was very happy with himself when he pretended that the penance stare was working the first time, and went, I ain't got no soul.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no Ghost Rider.
Which was like a day ago.
Yeah,
so if that. He knows it doesn't work. He knows Johnny tries it.
He knows he's about to absorb a bunch of evil souls.
Yeah, I guess he thinks Johnny's dumb and won't put two and two together, but...
Well, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, that is true. He's like, I've watched you. You're an idiot.
The other thing is, like, I get the caveat of you have to stay in the shadows, but, like, that doesn't make sense.
Not really, no.
Like, so it just has everywhere. To be dark out? So couldn't you basically, like, go in a dark room and be Ghost Rider?
Apparently. As long as there's evil nearby.
I mean, yeah. And most evil is in dark rooms. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Like, it It should have been the sun's out, and now I have to kill you just as myself.
Oh, that would have been good.
There's some tension. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. They could have come up with some... Maybe that shotgun he had... For reasons, because, I mean, like, he can, as we see in the sequel, he can Ghost Ride anything.
Ghost Ride the whip.
I mean, he does. If you watch the movie, like, he gets into this big tractor thingy. I don't know what they're called. Like, the big crane thing that they use to, like, scoop up cars and shit.
Okay, yeah.
Like, one of those, and he Ghost Riders it. It's fucking cool looking. It's stupid, but it's cool looking. Like,
it's been so long. So I believe it, though.
If he could... Ghost Rider a random shotgun, he could have done that to anything that was there. Ghost Rider a stick and just throw it at his face.
Ghost Rider a stick.
And just like stab him vampire style. It
turns into a fire stick. It's just timber now.
Oh, I didn't think that one through.
He throws it, it just turns into ash. Oh, dang it.
Nerds. Should have held on to that shotgun I just got.
Thanks, Roxanne, for shooting all the ammo.
God, you suck. Glad I left you in the rain.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're almost done here. So Mephisto appears and declares the contract is complete. That's all I needed out of you, Johnny. This one thing. Thanks. So he offers to take it back. You know, good guy Johnny. He vows not to let anyone else make the same deal, declaring that he will use his power against the demon and against all harm that comes to the innocent.
Here's the thing. Do they ever say that there can only be one? Because clearly there can be two.
Exactly, yeah.
So couldn't someone else make that deal anyway? You if the contract so. Is up, take his powers then.
Yeah. And if you really can't, make another one to go defeat this one.
There's a good sequel. I don't read Ghost Rider, so I don't know if that's ever been done. But I know there's different forms that he's taken.
Right.
You could pull a Marvel, like they did with Yellowjacket, and be like, here's an evil spirit of vengeance with all the spikes and shit on his head.
Mm.
Like that one from the comics you all know and love. There's your sequel.
It sounds much better.
It's just... because the contract's up. So the deal is complete. So he could take away his powers, and it wouldn't do anything to the contract. Everything's fulfilled.
Yeah.
I'm no lawyer, but I feel like he could just go, well, if you're going to use this power against me, let's take away your power. Now try and do it, stupid idiot.
Seriously.
But they wanted that Punisher 2004 of those who do evil to others will come to know my name moment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense.
No.
And also, since when does he give a shit about helping others?
Right.
Or taking down anybody but these guys and that one idiot that was attacking Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, because until this, you kept to yourself.
And... yeah, you did nothing to help anybody ever.
Yeah.
Now, if that movie we had talked about earlier had happened, and he had had this gift cursed for the last, you know, 10-plus years, and was trying to help people in the shadows, okay,
fine. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing some good. He doesn't want to, like, yeah, it's a curse, but he realizes it can do more
right
than just, you know, kill random street thugs. Now I have a purpose. Yeah. I can use this thing against you
or something. Sense.
Yeah. Ugh. I could keep going.
I know. Let's just... All right, just a few more things here. So, infuriated, Mephisto vows to make Johnny pay and disappears with Blackheart's body. Sure you will.
Yeah.
Roxanne never
comes back.
Roxanne tells Johnny that he has his second chance and kisses him.
Aww.
Sounds like more than a second, but okay.
I mean, at least a third or fourth at this point in the movie.
Yeah. And finally, Johnny rides away on his motorcycle, preparing for his new life as the Ghost Rider.
Whoa, that's the name of the movie.
It is? Oh, shit, it is. Wow. Yeah, that's Ghost Rider, everyone. Fucking dumb. Yeah, you're right. This was worse than I was thinking it was.
It was. Like, again, I'm usually trying to find the silver lining, but yeah. In this, I was just like, wow, you barely even bothered to make this a movie.
Yeah.
Like, in the sequel, it's this action-adventure, hunting for relics thing, gotta save this kid. I mean, again, it doesn't make a lot of sense if you really think about it, and the different ways they could have, like, ended the movie with a simple conversation. You know, but he has to protect this kid that the devil wants or some bullshit, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. Like, I was like, okay, I can see where this could have been good if it had been done better.
Okay.
This, I was just like, you left everything on the floor.
Right.
Like, you didn't even try to make this a cohesive movie. No. It's just action beats thinly laced together by nonsense.
Yeah, which you thought was comedy, tropes. Which is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The right. Jelly beans.
The jelly, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. Maybe in real life he was trying not to drink.
I'm sure I chuckled in 2007, but watching it now, it's just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You should be a hard-drinking
something
or other in dive bars who threw your chance at a career away because you're cursed.
That, yes.
He doesn't even know he's cursed. Like, there's this thing of, like, did I do all these jumps or did you help me? And Mephisto's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. Maybe it was you.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter.
No, not really.
Not at all. Were you saving my life? Maybe. Why? What difference does it make? Make another one.
Yeah.
All, like... Sam Elliott became a ghostwriter for dickhead reasons or something, apparently.
I guess, yeah, for greed.
And wouldn't you know that someone who does it for altruistic reasons would have greater power? So find some other dickhead who will do it because he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
There's tons of them all the time.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
God, that's such a good point. Another good point.
Easter eggs, fun fact, let's the fuck out of here.
Yes, let's go. You want to start that?
Sure, because I already talked about it already. Nicolas Cage had to have his Ghost Rider tattoo covered with makeup to play Ghost Rider.
Yeah, so that's...
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, oh, he's a fan, and he is a comic book fan.
Yeah, right. There's another example in here, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like potential that's wasted a lot.
So Nicolas Cage's computer-generated skull was made from a three-dimensional X-ray taken of his actual skull.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's not just, like, random skull.
Yeah, just, you know, skull.
It's what his skull would actually look like.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Only one they had.
Yeah. Writer and director Mark Steven Johnson put forward his own money to make an action sequence in which Ghost Rider battles a helicopter.
I put it in, it's like, what? Yeah. What would that even mean? I don't know.
Seems like there's words missing from this sentence.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
And even the studio went, what?
Yeah, what?
When Fox is going, want to do what?
Yeah, maybe they're doing a crossover with Transformers. I don't know.
They are more than meets the eye.
So, Nicolas Cage is an avid comics fan, as we point out with this tattoo. He took his surname Cage from the character Luke Cage. His son is named Kal-El, which is Superman's kryptonite name. I know, right? Kryptonian name. He was previously considered to play Green Goblin in Spider-Man 2002.
I didn't know that.
And Superman in Tim Burton's aborted film project. But Ghost Rider is Cage's first role based on a comic character.
Yeah. And he does show up as a version of Superman in The Flash.
He does. Which is really cool. And he's a Spider-Man Noir in...
Yeah, in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I just watched that. It's a great movie. Nicolas Cage's hairpiece required 3 hours to apply every day.
I didn't know he was wearing one, but
I think he always wears one. Like, really? I think he is he's like a Shatner, where he's probably considerably more bald than we realize.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 hours worth of it.
Because, I mean, like, he didn't have that much hair in this movie.
Yeah.
It's not like Con Air, where he had just these flowing locks. Yeah. He was just like a dude. He had about as much hair as I do, which is not much.
Yeah, I just thought that was weird.
That is weird.
The filmmakers wanted to give the Torch Lady in the Columbia Pictures logo a Ghost Rider transformation, but of course Sony refused it. Oh, it would have been clever.
Yeah,
one of the only good things of this movie, I think, would have happened there.
Yeah, it would have been like, oh, he transformed into a ghost. That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
It would have looked stupid because it was 2007.
Yeah.
But if she had, like, the only thing I could see is, like, that would freak out kids. But you also have someone's skin burning off
later while he's going freaking psycho after eating jelly beans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
This is an anti-Jelly Belly movie. We're so against them that we're going to have them be the cause of his fire powers. At the time of filming, the world record distance for a motorcycle jump was 277.5 feet, set by Trigger Gum.
Trigger Gum.
God, I want a name like that. We were watching Dateline upstairs, and some dickhead had some ludicrous, like, name that he went by, and I was just like, how do you get that name,
right,
then get people to say that to your face with a straight face? Like, some of the gangbanger names, I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
How is that tough? Babyface? Like, what? Mad Thug Killer? Just,
I mean, there is Babyface,
yeah,
from way back in the day.
Yeah, which, still. But in the movies, I'm just thinking of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Where he didn't like that name.
Right.
Like, why would you like to be called Babyface? And think that that's tough. That's not tough. Oh, he's a baby. But that was set by Trigger in May 2005. On December 31st, 2007, Robbie Madison essentially performed Johnny Blaze's goalpost to goalpost motorcycle jump in Vegas, setting a new world record distance of 322.625 feet.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting, but I mostly brought it up because in the movie, they kept talking about goalpost to goalpost, it being 100 yards. It's not. It's 120. The goalposts are behind
football
the goal.
Football guy, everybody.
So it's an extra 10 yards. It just was annoying me. So,
football nerd. Technically, if you look at the statistics of what an actual yard on a football field is, it's actually about 6 inches. So, really, they just have to, like, take big steps, and they'd be at the end
every time. Continuing a trend in Marvel Comics adaptations, this film features foes imported from other series. Blackheart debuted in Daredevil and Mephisto in The Silver Surfer.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. At around 15 minutes, the Johnny Blaze video game in the movie is actually a game called Krusty Demons. Gross. From 2006, developed by UK games company Climax Studios. That makes sense. The plot is somewhat similar to the plot of Ghost Rider. A group of hard-riding extreme bikers are killed while performing an insane stunt. Satan offers to resurrect them and make them immortal if they use their motorcycle skills to do Satan's work. So Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Climax Studios also developed Ghost Rider 2007, which I assume is a game.
I think so.
Based on the movie?
Yeah.
Because that's what they did back then. I have the Iron Man game. And the Captain America game, which is fucking awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And the Green Lantern game is also really cool.
Nerd. Got him.
At least I'm not a football nerd. They're the worst.
One of the bridges being used in Melbourne was several months away from completion, so the studio paid to add tar, lines, and lights to the highway for filming. Afterwards, The work was ripped up and redone to meet Australian safety standards. That's just so dumb.
That's sad. It is. In every way. Stupid American safety standards. Now, we need to make this actually safe, not just like looking like a highway.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anyway, at around hour 26, when Johnny Blaze, who was played by Nicolas Cage, in case you forgot, and Carter Slade ride together just to San Venganza, one shot shows Blaze riding in the foreground while Slade is just behind him and slightly off to the side, so both can be clearly seen. This scene plays homage to Ghost Rider, a painting by the late David Mann that has nothing to do with the Marvel character.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. That it's titled Ghost Rider, has nothing to do with Ghost Rider, but they still kind of paid homage to it.
Nice.
A couple more here, everyone. At around 18 minutes, the biker who tried to stop Blackheart from entering the saloon wears a t-shirt with an image of the X-Men villain Abyss.
Why?
I don't remember seeing that, but...
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, okay.
And that scene was just dumb.
Well, every scene in this movie
what was the point of it?
Just dumb.
Is that where the Fallen Angels were?
I mean, that's where he meets them. I mean, maybe they agreed to meet at a bar. Because that's where you meet your friends, at a bar.
Yeah. Usually they have a drink, but yeah, or to kill everyone. I don't know.
I mean, it's to show how badass they are. I mean, that's what biker bars are all about. You show up, do something stupid so that you can be the coolest stupid asshole in the bar and show off to all your stupid asshole friends.
Yeah, takes me back.
I mean, you know. Yeah. And last one, at around 3 minutes, so really close, Barton Blaze calls Johnny Hotshot in the first sequence. The French subtitle translates the nickname as Tete Brûlée, literally burnt head.
I just thought that was funny.
I think you just wanted to make me try and say Tete Brûlée.
I don't know if it was going to be you, but that did extra bonus.
I don't think I said the first word right, but I know Brûlée is right.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny that he calls him Hotshot, which is one thing, and then it transforms to burned head.
Hey, burned head.
Which, I mean, fits also, because, you know, Ghost Rider, his head does go on fire.
Hey, stupid burned head. Big old dickhead. Hotshot just makes me think of Dark Knight Rises.
Why?
Because the chief calls Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character like a hothead. Like four times.
Oh, really?
And at a certain point, it's just so dumb. Like, they're in the hospital with Gordon, and the guy is just like, remind me to tell the commissioner something that we don't let hotheads in here, okay? I told the nurse that we don't want any hotheads in here. Just like, and then he calls him it on the street because he's just like trying to help and ask normal cop questions. Like, we don't need any hotheads here. It's like, I'm just trying to be a policeman is the thing.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I like Dark Knight Rises, but that was just so unnecessary and dumb. Anyway, we'll talk about that whenever we talk about DC movies. That's it for Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's all.
Movie just has me all riled up and picking fights with other things.
That's so true. Oh, you are an angry man. All right. Well, yes, like you said, that was it for Ghost Rider. What do we got next episode, Justin?
Another winner in the Marvel pantheon of movies.
He's so angry.
I mean, yeah, I don't even want to get my hopes up. Like, it has parts that I like, but at the end, it's like, I get why they didn't do a fourth. Spider-Man 3 from 2007.
Yes.
And that's fine. It has its moments.
Yeah. So we'll watch that.
And they turn Venom into what they turned him into.
Yeah. But we'll get there next episode.
We will.
But if you want to give us your thoughts on Spider-Man 3 or Ghost Rider, please reach out. You can go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. That gives you links to our social media, or just find us, wearemarvelpod. It gives you a link to our merchandise page. You can go on there, pick a design you like, and make it into a shirt or a sweater or a pillow or a mug.
I've got mine on right now.
He does. It's so bright yellow.
It really is. I was thinking it would be like a normal yellow, like the darker goldish.
Yeah,
it's logo was, but I pull it off, obviously.
It's like a pea stained yellow.
There you go. I would think maybe like a banana Laffy Taffy kind of yellow.
You know what it reminds me of?
Pea?
and jelly beans from Johnny Blaze.
Whoa.
Sorry, everyone.
Bringing it all back.
But yeah. Full circle. Always have to. It's called a callback there, Justin. Mm. Take notes. Anyways, thanks for everyone listening. You can email us too. WeAreMarvelPod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's another way to get a hold of us. Yeah. Just get a hold of us. Do it. I dare you.
Please. We need friends.
Yeah. Just need someone to rant to.
No kidding.
He obviously can't do it enough here. Mm-hmm. But until next time, everyone, I want to say thank you for listening. Appreciate your continued support. And until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye.